Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk LearnTech podcast. I'm your host Pranjali Lahiri, extending a warm welcome to all of you. It's that month of the year when we reserve a day to celebrate women. At Upside LMS, we are taking it a step ahead and celebrating all of March as Women's Month. No surprises then that this podcast is dedicated to women power. We'll be talking about women on top, diversity, inclusion, pipeline leak, and more. So there it is, a podcast by women, for women, and of women. Joining me today are four women that represent Upside LMS in the roles of product specialist, technical support manager, sales manager, and pre-sales manager. Megha, Edlin, Harsha, and Nikita. I'm super stoked to be in an all-girl company today. Welcome to the podcast and wish you a happy, happy Women's Day every day. Megha, I want to start with you. As the go-to product specialist for our LMS, you enable client champions to train their workforce by leveraging various features of our learning platform. Now, using that as an analogy, what can businesses, L&D in particular, do to crack the code for diversity and inclusion through training interventions?
Happy Women's Day to everyone here and every day. In regard to the question, when we talk about diversity, we know diversity is traits and the characteristics that make people, individual, unique from one another. And the inclusion refers to the behaviors, social norms, and that ensure that people feel welcome. About cracking code of diversity and inclusion at the workplace, I would like to say is to create inclusive culture, which is conducive for employee engagement as well as productivity. And we understand, we know that because this could be achieved by providing a work environment in which everyone, all the individuals, treated fairly and given equal growth opportunities as well as resources. So the diverse workforce can contribute fully to the organization's success by aligning individual goals with the organizational goals. So in the context of cruciality of inclusivity, diverse efforts to succeed, in my opinion, as you say, when you ask, L&D, yes, indeed can play a vital role by making room for self-directed learning. So this is what I think L&D can do by leveraging various learning platform features alongside your mandatory compliance training programs, your role-based learning intervention. L&D can allow learners greater freedom to pursue their areas of interest by making learning platform content rich. And nowadays, with workforce learning trends embracing technology on a larger scale, access to these content rich video or, you know, course libraries, it's just a click away, like plethora. And so the point is, or the idea is, with the help of learning platform, enable learners to navigate through variety of content, e-learning, m-learning, micro-learning, cross-cultural, cross-functional, or I would say behavioral as well, and let them pick what they want to learn about. So if this self-directed learning efforts could be acknowledged with rewards and recognitions, we definitely can take learning to the next level in any organization.
Point noted, absolutely, Megha, and I agree that when you attach something like an R&R program, it just becomes even more engaging than what it is. So for me, normally diversity and inclusion is twofold. One is, of course, having that kind of diverse workforce, but second is always having the representation at the table. So I'm going to turn to Nikita. Nikita, you're a mom to a beautiful young boy. As every mother, including myself, know well, the responsibility and priority shift almost that comes with motherhood, it also becomes the number one reason, unfortunately, that leads to a pipeline leak in women talent. So my question to you now is going to be twofold. The question number one I want to ask you is, how can L&D address this from a returning mom's perspective, for someone like you or me or any other woman who's been on a maternity leave and for her to come back? Is there something that L&D can do to make this a seamless transition? That's one. The second I want to understand from you is, how can businesses sensitize other stakeholders? Obviously, because we're going to have different genders at play, how can we also bring everyone on the same page with regards to maybe some normal biases that we have towards someone who's just come back from a long leave, or a mother who also needs to be a caregiver to her child?
Pranjali, thank you for asking such a good question. I would happy to throw a few points here to say that L&D plays a very crucial role in returnship of any woman who is working at a different role and is handling a leadership position in the organization. It's a re-entering to the corporate world, and a working woman requires a logistical and personal support to continue to thrive in her career. So when I say, I would like to take you through a few facts here. Indian GDP, when we are talking about adding to the economy, women are here in a recent numbers, if I take you through, are adding to around 20% of the GDP in the Indian economy. And if we need to have increase in this number, say, to around 40 to 50% of women contribution, so it's very important to address this topic in the corporates, wherein women who want to return to work should be given a platform, tools, and a better learning program wherein she can adjust in the after maternity period. So when I say that, it's very nowadays women are eager to come back. Only few things stops them, like bias in their gender bias, people thought process. So it's just a complete change in the mindset that has to be brought in the people also, and in the and the relief in the mind of a woman that if she's coming back, she would be provided with all the tools and the support in the organization. And L&D is the line which can definitely add to it by setting up a returning program for a woman who is coming back. She can, if there is a little more gap, the L&D team can design tools and technology programs, new software. It has been introduced. It starts from the onboarding process. L&D team should create a journey for a full year plan wherein they would be benefited with the programs time management, like fear management. And very important point here is a returning mother has a kind of guilt of having the primary focus shifted from the child towards work, and that work-life balance program should be created for a woman, and it should be delivered to the entire manager level also, wherein they can understand how important it is and how crucial it is to bring such points on the table and discuss that.
Absolutely. There are three points or takeaways I can probably summarize from what you said. One is going to be an entire journey, which I would say will comprise of a lot of retraining for the role that a woman works in or wants to achieve. The second would be some behavioral skills. The third thing, of course, is going to be the bias, which, again, for most cultures in the world, not just India, we do have a predominant bias towards being a male-oriented society. I think that needs to change. We need to kind of move the needle to make everyone understand that women also have just as much potential as a man does. All right. Thank you, Nikita. And again, thank you so much for joining us all the way from Mumbai on phone. I'm going to shift to Harsha. Harsha, you're our sales ninja, and as every salesperson worth his salt would know, empathy, resilience, perseverance are some of the top ingredients for relationship building. So what's your take on the importance of soft skills, maybe versus hard skills, or we can talk about these independently for the workplace of today and tomorrow?
I'm happy to be called as sales ninja, but definitely if I summarize and call it as everyone who is into this field, that is sales field, is a sales ninja, because they understand how to deal with people on a daily basis. If I talk about on field, on call, we know how difficult it is to talk to people and tell them what we are and why we are doing this. But definitely, as you mentioned, about few points which are important in taking it through as a sales process, for knowing empathy, resilience, perseverance, definitely these are the top ingredients along with the skills which you have mentioned, that is soft skill versus hard skills. Definitely they both have their own importance, and they stand together hand by hand, because if I talk about soft skills is where it is subjective. It is a trait to a human being, not to a woman or a man. It is actually where it's a trait which you cannot teach, versus hard skill is where it can be teachable, it can be measurable. And here we can definitely talk about it in terms of equality, because soft skill is where you cannot teach, hard skills is where you can teach people and make them comfortable in doing job and make them in terms of how they can or they are capable of doing that job. Both have their own importance in life. Now, if soft skill and hard skill, it's not only these two skills to talk about to being into industry and be there to work as an equal person of male and a female. But there are a few points which I want to highlight, which we recently have seen that changed the society in terms of welcoming female candidates into different type of leadership roles, which was not so common earlier. If I talk about the facts and figures ratios, if you see it recently in 2018 and 19, it has exponentially grown from 25% to 35% worldwide. And that too, recent talks about sales leaders, we have grown to a different level, which was huge gap. If I talk about 5-6 years back, there were a ratio of 1 to 8. So there are 8 men who are in sales and 1 female candidate into sales field. But definitely if I talk about overall sales leaders or female leaders, we have grown to a number which is a proud moment for everyone into the society.
I agree, Harsha. Thank you for giving that stat. I had no idea that that is the kind of ratio we had in sales and the direction we are moving it. It's super encouraging. This is also my understanding. And I think as women, we are now more empowered than before. This generation is the generation where we know what we want and we will do everything it takes to get there. Another thing you said is that we probably cannot look at soft skills and hard skills in isolation. Maybe it has to be a balanced approach because you cannot do without one, quite honestly. All right, so with that, I'll move to Edlin. Edlin, you lead Upside LMS's tech support team. It's a function that is often, at least perceived to be male-dominated. It could be because of the 365x24x7 ring that comes with it normally. But to some extent, it's also true in our case. So at Upside LMS, just for everyone's information, we have about 80% of our team, the tech support team, which comprises male only. And again, that remaining 20%, including Edlin, is women. So how important do you think it is to have a holistic training program or intervention that not just sensitizes the males about importance of having women on their team, but also encourages them to have a better buy-in to whatever decisions that you as a women leader take for them?
So firstly, I feel very proud, as you have mentioned, that there is only 80% of men who are male candidates and that's female candidates like 20%, where I feel proud over here that I'm working as a manager and as a technical support, where it's been 365 days and 24/7. So it really gives me a pride moment over here. And coming to the point where you have mentioned that in the age of globalization, when we work on multi-facts projects and we have to think about the convenient diversity which depends upon the gender and the race. So when it comes to me, I ideally believe that what I can do as a female. So it gives me more of encouragement that what a man cannot do and what a woman can do. So that difference which brings in me and it helps me to grow in my career path, and which I ideally believe that every woman should also believe that this can be achieved if they think that everything can be done by themselves. So that is my perspective on that point. And yes, as you said, that it is very important to have a broad thinking of the role, treating diversity programs which will help the organization to understand the equality between the men and women. So when in ideally the L&D program sessions, which will first in as one of our female candidate, like Harsha said over here, that there were male domination before. So I truly believe and I agree to that point as well. So if we have diversity training programs, this will definitely reduce most of the mindset, what the people's attitude and thinking which we have in the society today. So it will also help to understand like what the intervention is of increasing diversity and inclusion in workplace. And I believe diversity training program will encourage women empowerment, which will further help in any organization in retaining the employee, increasing morale, reducing workplace harassment, and improve recruitment efforts to create a more diverse at workplace.
Agreed, Edlin. I think compliance is a big part of what we spoke about. POSH or any other compliance that not only empowers women to speak about, you know, all the positives and the negatives in the workplace, is as critical as also sensitizing boys or men about how important it is to have a woman at the board. All right then, let's switch gears and dive headfirst into the fun piece of this podcast. It's called the Rapid Fire. It's a simple word association game. I'm going to give each one of you a word and you just have to really say the first thing that comes to your mind. There are no right or wrong answers. Just trust your instincts and go for it. Are we cool?
Yep.
So I'm going to start with Nikita, you. Your word is diversity.
Good financial outcomes.
All right, Edlin, women leaders.
Myself.
Harsha. Gender stereotyping.
Sales profile.
Megha, glass ceiling.
Needs to be broken.
All right, well said, well said. That's our time, you all. We love to connect with you on LinkedIn. Thank you for listening. See you next month.